Hello, everybody.
That's a very random start. Hi. Sorry.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Welcome to episode 227. Am I correct?
Nope. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. 227. Yes.
Of the Road to 30 podcast. Dolly here.
Isaac here.
And we are reporting to you live.
From NTA. God. I'm reporting to you live from Lagos State, the scene of one of the hottest days in the country.
Is it?
It should be. There seems to be a heat wave nobody is talking about, and the national grid collapsed just less than 24 hours ago. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, grab a fan.
Don't be lying. Grab a fan, no, because it's hot. It is very hot. But yeah.
This is mad hot.
Today is Friday, guys. We're recording on a Friday today. And today is Good Friday.
It's not a bad one. It's a good one. Good Friday must be raising his shoulder amongst other Fridays. Because yes, it's like, yeah, man, is good. Like, the rest of you are just Fridays.
It's a very special Friday. It's a very special Friday. It is, what we celebrate.
Yeah.
When it happened, it was not fun.
Today was when Jesus died, no?
Well, I mean, it's not today, but
when?
On a Friday.
He died on a Friday, sure.
On a Friday, many centuries ago, Jesus
I keep thinking carried, it
was, in fact, he was beaten. He was stripped. They used, apparently, from what I heard, they used the whips they used to
it had thorns.
It had like glass.
Interesting.
On it.
Wow.
So he was whipped. So, and from my understanding, they said that when Jesus died, like he had like very, 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 like his blood, like there was very little blood left in his
dragged
body.
Dragged everything on the streets.
Not just on the streets, but even on the cross. Yeah. He had bled so much.
Then they put something with thorns on his head on the cross.
Yes, they put a crown of thorns on his head.
I think that's actually very funny, objectively speaking.
How do you mean?
Like, it's, I always say you're a king, but I take the crown.
It was
I know,
a mockery,
but like,
now.
Objectively speaking,
yeah,
it's hilarious.
It was making a mockery. I have to say, the Romans were very...
They were very
good at execution.
I know they were.
They mastered the art of killing with the greatest of pain.
It was beautiful stuff, actually.
I can't imagine and I was thinking about it recently because, you know, sometimes it's just, I mean, obviously, yes, we acknowledge what Jesus did, but it's not even just, I think about the people that were there, like his mother stood there watching, like as her son was being completely.
I mean, it's not like she's special. This guy's, what's that guy? There was one guy that they shot. Do you know those stories of thieves that they used to tell us growing in Nigeria? Those ones they shot at Barbeach. There was one that they say that his mom was there too and he like beats his mom's ear off.
I think that's like
a folktale.
I think it's like a folktale.
Okay.
No, but even if, I'm not saying like her situation was...
It was tough.
But it's not unique because... And that's why we can understand it well.
Yeah, mothers
because
will stay now.
You can imagine watching your child die.
Yeah.
And not just your child. Imagine if it's just your friend.
Yeah,
somebody that you care about going through all of that and you can't watch. And a lot of his friends didn't stay to watch.
Mm.
It was only one person that we know was recorded. Or maybe two.
Stephen?
Of his friends. I think it was John.
Oh,
John was the only one that
the
was
Baptist?
There. No. John the Baptist was already dead.
Oh, okay.
You know, his head was...
Oh, they offed his head. Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's
actually
a sad one. But, you know, he...
Those guys actually died miserably. I'm so sorry. It's not funny.
But yes, man, which is... Yes, horrible deaths.
Burying people in hot oil and stuff.
A horrible deaths.
That's what you get for being
visionary. John watched as it happened from beginning to end. And yeah, it's just... I think I always try to remind myself, even though we celebrate that he is risen, but I always like to remember what the sacrifice itself was, what it meant, the pain that I had to have. You know, I still can't imagine. I tell people, like, till today, I can't watch Passion of Christ.
Really?
Management always tries to convince me to finish. I've watched a bit of it, but I've never, like when I was younger.
I mean, at the end of the day,
but I've never finished it.
We got a public holiday out of it, though.
Well, that's
two.
Not the,
sorry, two.
Not the main point.
That's the main takeaway.
That's not the main takeaway for me. But anyway, and today I did something kind of like, in honor of that. So
chastising yourself. Oh, okay, sorry.
No,
never mind.
No. What today means is a day of it was forgiveness and love.
All right.
God showed his love for us. He died for us, you know, and that is the proof of love, you know. And people say, oh, don't tell me you love me with your words.
Show me
you love me.
Interesting.
You understand?
Interesting.
And not a lot of people will die for, you can say you love somebody so much, but when the push really comes to shove,
I'm not dying for anybody.
There are a lot of people that would do that.
I'm dying for anybody.
So, yes, it's a day of love and forgiveness because he loved us first. And so, as Christians, we always we preach forgiveness very much because forgiveness is essential to our faith because we were forgiven. And, you know, I've always thought, because it's always very important to me to forgive. As a matter of fact, I always I'm praying that I'm not holding any grudge towards anybody because I don't feel like I deserve to not forgive anybody. Like, I feel like I should not be holding grudges against
people. You
know. So I always pray that God, please, if there's anybody
that
I'm holding,
not forgiven.
I haven't forgiven,
Omar,
please remind me.
I hear that. I'm on the opposite end. I found as I'm getting older, hate is becoming a huge driving force for me. I won't lie to you, Doakwa, hate is a huge driving force. Man. If you look at it objectively, wow. The hatred for certain things is enough to keep you going so that you don't face those things.
I'm not talking about things, Sha. You
people
cannot
also.
Like certain situation, which is fair. I'm talking about people, really.
No, people also. There are some people that I hate.
But
anyway,
we're on
different sides of the divide. Yeah.
Don't stay there.
It's
too long.
Grow dark, but, and then I'll become the protagonist, or is it the antagonist?
So, when I was in church on Sunday, which was a very, in fact, very great sermon. That sermon has been life changing for me, actually. This woman, her name is Mrs. Ndidi Nwuneli.
I know who that is.
You know who that is?
Yeah. I didn't know she was a Christian.
Yeah, she is. And I mean, I say brilliant woman and completely devoted.
She's completely devoted to Christ.
She is completely devoted to Christ. And it has driven every single thing that she has done. And God was showing me something through that, but that's not even the main thing I wanted to say. She
was
talking about, she also mentioned forgiveness as well.
Okay.
And when she was talking about forgiveness, she said, see, as she was talking to us in the church as Christians, she says, see, there are some people that you guys have not forgiven and you just have to forgive. And she said, even some people, by holding malice with them, you forgive them. And you have to ask for their forgiveness. And she said, it is a very humbling place to be. And she gave an example of some neighbors that she was living by who did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she was very upset with them. And her upset with them was valid.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit told her one day to go and ask them to forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, but these people did this to me. Blah, blah, blah. And God said, sure, fine. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that your feelings for that was not valid initially.
Yeah,
but at this point, you need to go and ask. And she did. She did it. She said it was not easy, but she did it. And so I have been thinking about that for a while. And there was a friend of mine, an old friend of mine that I used to have. And the relationship did not end well. And I felt like she... Personally, I felt very hurt by the way it ended.
Okay.
And I didn't think I deserved the way I was treated.
Okay.
Right?
So did you go back and forgive?
So, I mean, I thought all this while I had forgiven her. Because it's been years. It's been about a decade now.
Oh, wow. That's a long
I thought
time.
I had forgiven her. I thought I had let it go.
Yeah.
And I mean, to some extent, I think that I had already. But I think over the years, you know, I've said some things about her. You understand?
Yeah.
That were not very nice.
Wow. So you're a bitch. But okay, continue. You're a bitch now. You've been a bitch.
Well, yes. You know, but I'm not going to justify it. Do you understand?
Yes.
I said some things that were not really nice,
fair.
You know, about her over the years. And I've just always felt that way towards her, this is the kind of person she is, blah, blah, blah. And this morning, I've been thinking about her for a few days now. And I realized that, you know, the path that I could take in all of it was that I needed to ask her for forgiveness for keeping malice, you know. which was hard because we don't even follow each other. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I knew that I would find her if I wanted to.
Okay.
So this morning it was difficult. It was not like it was difficult. I did it because, you know, to me personally, I had thought about it. I felt like it was the right thing to do. I asked God, honestly, because yesterday when I was talking about it, I was like, I mean, I don't talk to this person anymore. I've forgiven her. Do I need to say anything to her? Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and he didn't tell me, oh, you have to message her. That's not, but I felt in my heart that, because personally, I'm one of those people that for me to know that I've done something, I need to, there has to be like that proof of it. Do you understand? Okay. For me to be able to look at it and say, okay, yes, I know that my outward, my inward expression has mm-hmm. come out so that I know for certain that I have dropped it here and I have let gone. It go. Do you understand?
Wait, did you ask the person for forgiveness?
Yes, I messaged her.
Did she answer you?
I messaged her this morning. So okay. I'm more expecting a response, per se.
Okay, but you've done it because you want to do it.
Yeah, I've done it because I do feel like I
needed to do it.
I feel like I needed to I needed to express that, and I also needed her forgiveness. Not like I need it, I want it.
Okay.
You know, because I think it's very important. Like, personally, I've let it go. But yeah. Of course, I feel like I could have done better over the years. I don't need to hold grudges against people, you know. And I was thinking to myself, like, over the last 10 years, so much has changed in both our lives.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in her life, but I'm pretty sure that so much has changed in her life, and because so much has changed in mine. And those things don't matter anymore. So,
yeah, whoever you were at that time is probably not who you are now.
Yeah, like,
but
those
I can't lie, unlike
yeah.
you, if I'm holding any grudge right now, it's valid. I don't think about it. If I hate anything or anyone right now, it's valid. I mean, I don't think about it.
You know,
but I get that, but
yeah, like, you know, I think I explained like a few weeks ago why I find thing forgiveness is always important. It's just so that like bitterness doesn't seep through to your being.
You know who I'm bitter against? Buhari. And there's nothing you or any pastor will tell me that will let that go.
So, I don't want bitterness to seep through my pores. And it was a learning experience as well for me because
that's why I'm always
sweating. In understanding. Yeah, thank you.
The bitterness is
sipping.
It's
sipping through your pores.
Sipping through my pores, you
know?
Man.
But
it hits in my heart. It's like an engine just burning.
That's
like adding
just
coal.
Every
morning I wake
hot.
Up, I add coal to that.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yes, heaping burning coals on your head. But yes, I thought it was also a good it was good for me to remember this because, you know, I'm sure that there are people that are going to upset me
moving forward. Yeah.
And I want to remember that even if somebody should upset you, and even if your feelings of upset with them is justified at the time,
yeah.
it's nothing to hold on to, and there's no need like speaking negatively on that
person. We know. Hold hot coal and it's
because,
burning
you know,
the other
I always
person,
thought
blah, blah, blah.
In my mind, when you are saying those things and doing those things, because, you know, I don't necessarily like, I'm more like I try my best not to speak disrespectfully or mean to people anyway. But you know how like sometimes when you feel very justified by you feeling hurt,
yeah, you say
you
whatever.
Feel like you can say whatever.
I mean, the thing is, I get mm-hmm. your line of conversation. It is valid. It's not good to really hold on to stuff. It's just as I get older, like I said, I'm finding that if I am holding on to stuff, there is a reason and it's valid. And hate is driving a lot these days. It might not be good, but I mean, it's an endless source of energy. My hate for poverty, for one, my God, I'll do anything.
I mean, it's okay to hate poverty.
But like,
I don't think you should love it or forgive it.
Exactly.
I'm talking about people specifically.
Yeah, I know. There are some people I can't mention, but yes, I do get what you're saying.
So I want to use this as just as an encouragement to anybody who is holding on. Not Isaac, obviously, because Isaac has said,
I'm holding on to it. That stone will burn my hand and I won't drop it.
Please, I don't want the stone to burn your hand, dude. Please,
well,
I think you should.
You there, yeah.
I think you should forgive. I think you should let it go because there's no point. Life changes, things change, deeper things even come.
We all grow.
You know, it's just
not
necessary. And so that, like I said, you don't become, you know, bitter. So ask God for mercy and then forgive.
I mean, it's good. That was good. That's a good.
Yeah.
It's a good message for this period. Happy Easter to everybody listening.
Yes,
and
happy
also
Easter,
Ramadan
excited.
To all those people. I'm just here for the public holidays and the chicken, if anybody is giving out chicken.
I don't know why the public holidays make a difference to you, Isaac.
I mean, it does. I'm
just
busy.
At this particular point in time.
I'm busy, so I get these two days off.
I don't know why, because I just want you to understand. I'm definitely throwing shade your way. Just so you know. I don't know why the public holiday matters. I'm just happy about public holidays.
Know. I'll have you know I'm busy.
You will have me know
I'm
what?
Engaged. And so therefore, these 2 days go a long way. They do go a long way, man. They do go a long way.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, man. How have I been? I've been good, guys. So I don't know. Did you watch X-Men?
I think I might have seen one long time ago.
Yeah, so it turns out there's X-Men 97, which is now being released, I think, by HBO. So before I started, I went and downloaded all the X-Men from 1989, all the animated series, and I'm trying to watch it slowly. I've not started yet. I just put everything together.
Mm.
So that was what I spent my week doing. Don't ask me how I got it, but I got it.
Mm.
Then I watched this movie. Have you seen The Monuments Men?
The Monuments Men.
Yeah.
No.
So it was a historical, like, you know, is a take on, what do you call those kind of movies? It was based on true stories. You know when Hitler was ravaging the entire Europe? Did you know that he was collecting art from every country?
Mm.
Yeah. So his plan was to build a huge-ass museum dedicated to himself, obviously.
Yeah.
Führer Museum. And then that would have contained art from literally everywhere, from Poland to Belgium to France and all that. Mm. But there were some people during the war who were tasked with retrieving this artwork, which is why we still have a lot of Leonardo da Vinci paintings and stuff. But still, we lost about 60,000 pieces because the Germans were sore losers. So as they were losing, they were burning it because they were like, if we are going to die, we'll die with all this art.
Right.
Yeah, so they burnt a lot of historical pieces, valuable pieces, and some are still missing, in quotes. Probably in some oligarch's house somewhere, I don't know. But the idea is these people were tasked with like retrieving art. It was a very interesting movie because if you look at a lot of the pieces they recovered, you see that.
So is this a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
So it's not real?
It's a movie based on real life. Okay. Yeah, these things actually happened.
Okay.
Right, yeah. And so it was funny because the Russians were doing the same and the Americans and British were doing the same. So everybody was retrieving art. And if you sort of look systematically at where some of this artwork ended up today, you can see who retrieved them and why. Because, you know, art also has political undertones, right? Like, whose museum are you going to see what? Mm-hmm. It helps with... Just like how they carried some of our Benin people stuff to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was what the movie was about. It was really interesting. It had George Clooney in it, who I must say is a very fine man.
He is. He's a very handsome
very fine man. Like, wow. But the thing that I got me thinking was, what... Like, imagine all the art, right, that the British took that some of the soldiers just pilfered and kept in their own houses. Right? And imagine some of the art that is just gone. Like from the Benin Empire or from early Nigeria or maybe some small village somewhere that they were really good at something.
Mm-hmm.
And these British people got there and they were like, you know what? This is ours. And this is not going to the museum. This is going to my house. Mm-hmm. And now somebody in England has 4 generations of artwork from somebody like...
That's the way it is now.
Yeah, it's funny. We lose so much art to war. And then my dad was saying that Borno State used to be very beautiful. Before all this, they are brouhaha.
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, so imagine all the art that has been lost because of all this stuff that we're going...
That's what comes with war.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
very
bad. We don't like war.
You guys should not fight.
War has a lot of collateral.
It is, and it's we. Yeah. We the people that are paying up for it. But yeah, sure, that was kind of how my week went. I did some stuff also.
Cool, that was cool,
yeah. And then your CBN governor is running riot, but more on that later. So if you guys have... 50 billion naira somewhere. Maybe your dad is a thief and he stole it.
Maybe
he's a politician and he just has cash at home. This might be a good time to buy a bank. Or maybe, just put the money somewhere, depending. So yeah, tell them now is the time to bring out that money that I've been hiding. Mm-hmm. Be it onshore, offshore. Now is a good time. But yeah, sure. That's how my week went. Then I'm working on my pull-up game. I don't know if you saw my video.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, I'm working on my pull-up game. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm getting there.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm motivated by... There's this woman I saw on Instagram. I'm like, how? How are you doing that? Like, it looks so effortless.
So you're on the fitness journey.
My sister.
You're a fitness
so.
Influencer.
Not yet. Give me another month.
So you are going to be a fitness...
I will.
You see? Isaac, this is Isaac.
Give me an... I said it now.
He's what he judges.
I said it now, that give me time. When I reach the stage that I'm carrying tripod to the gym, you will know.
Oh, it's good, Sha. It's you good to know. Share your...
Yeah,
your,
the journey. So many people. Mm-hmm. So many people seem to be dragging me along the way because it's like I post something and they're like, wow, the growth is evident, blah, blah, blah. It's encouraging.
Yeah, so, it's good to share.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to share.
Build in public, they say. It helps you stay accountable to yourself.
You do.
Yeah. But yeah, how was your own week? Any interesting thing happened?
My week.
Other than the heat wave?
Week was fine. So like I said, I think the thing that stood out to me the most was the service on Sunday.
Okay.
With this woman. I just was so...
You were in awe.
I don't even know how to explain it. I've heard her speak before.
Yeah, but this actually, time you were in awe.
Even then, so this is the thing. It's not even so much because of her. It was a bunch of things. So like I said, I've heard her. It's in church as well that I had seen her before. She did a sermon years ago, maybe 2019 or I think it was 2019 or so. And I hadn't seen her since then. And recently, she had been popping up in my mind a lot, weirdly. It was odd because, you know, my life, a lot of things have been going on in my head regarding like the future. Like, I've just been asking God to help me like understand what is next because I'm in a place where I kind of feel a little lost, you know. So I've been trying to understand where I'm going, all of those things. And so she had been popping up in my mind. Then I think I saw her the Sunday before. Randomly, I just saw her as we're leaving the church. So she wasn't even, she's not one of those that will sit in the front in church. She goes to church like a regular church goer. You understand? So I think I saw her and I was like, I think that's her, you know? And I was just like, why is this woman on my mind? And then I just had this feeling that she was going to give the sermon. I don't know how to explain it. It was weird. I just had a feeling she was going to give it. And then by the time I looked on the poster for the following Sunday, I saw that it was her. And I just felt very strongly that she had something to tell me.
Oh, you guys have like a schedule for who is speaking the next week?
No, you won't see the schedule. But like if you, let's say you go on Instagram now.
Okay, you can see.
You will see for tomorrow. For Sunday. Like, fair. Yeah. So they post like maybe leading up to.
Yeah. So what is like a hype picture? Like,
pretty much like this person
coming.
Is coming. Exactly.
Now at church, they do promo.
But at they do promo. Because it's true. Let me tell you, there was a day. It's actually so funny. I was at your friend. Wow. I was at Millicent's house. This was years ago.
Yeah.
I was going for a wedding the day before. I stayed over. And I was like, okay, I'm going to church in the morning. That morning, I woke up. I was feeling so lazy. Yeah. I'm like, I ain't going to church. Like, I think I won't go. I'll just go straight home. Then something just took me to their Instagram.
And you saw who was preaching.
And I saw, it wasn't even who was preaching, though. This gospel artist from the United States.
So wait, you're
telling
me.
Wait. This guy is going to be here.
I entered my car. And you drove.
I went for second service.
The only thing missing now is we need a hype man in the religious space.
But you know, sometimes it's needed. You know, sometimes it's what can motivate a person to go. You know, like But yeah, when I saw, so I said, okay, I feel like this woman has something to tell me.
And she did.
Did she? I mean, and it wasn't even just by the thing she said.
Yeah.
When they were introducing her, Isaac.
It reminds me of, first of all, shout out to the new MD of Zenith Bank. I don't know if you saw her profile.
Okay, I didn't see her profile, but I saw. Like they said, I know that what I saw of her is that she started pretty much from the bottom.
Listen, that woman's CV is wow. Like I was reading it and I was like, oh, I thought I've gone to school, but no, I have not.
See, that is bro. What I thought when they were introducing this woman on Sunday.
Like, you know those people that legit, when they're introducing them, you're really sitting down there thinking, how have you managed to
Isaac,
have all this in one
this
lifetime?
Woman has accomplishments
for
days.
I know.
Like, the resume is long.
No, it's long. You know those people that is definitely, they no longer send resumes. It's just the name. And it's you that will go and look for who they are and then start begging them to come.
Listen, and you just see her. She is such a delight. She's just so small.
At that point, what do you have to prove?
And she's smiley. And, you know, she just is, you are like this little person.
Yeah.
And she has accomplished so much. And I think, first of all, that was the first ministry.
Yeah.
Because then you now see a woman who has, she's not a pastor, she's not a, you know, she's not working in the church,
mm-hmm.
but it was a perfect example of how as a Christian you can really like accomplish all these things.
Yeah.
You know, and I had no doubt in my mind as I saw all those her accomplishments. I just knew, like I felt it in my spirit that Mrs. Ndidi has been faithful in little and God has granted her much.
Mm.
I felt like God has seen how faithful she is, because she said it. One of the things she said is that she said people always ask her, how did she start all these things? She said, because I'm fearless.
I mean, it's,
she
it's
said she knows they fear.
It's a trait now. A lot of successful people, yeah. They are daring, they are fearless.
Oh my God. When she explained everything about her view, her discipline, just everything, and how she has, you know, carried God with her all the way, I realized that sometimes one of the things that, you know, is being taught to us, even as Christians sometimes, is that like, oh, okay, you should be like almost as though, I don't know how to explain it.
Or that you should be small.
When they explain all these, yes, like you should be small.
You should be small.
Or maybe when all these blessings are explained, it's almost like, I don't know how to really explain.
No, I get it.
What
like,
I'm trying
you should,
to say.
You should not like minimize it, but still don't get drowned in it.
Yes. And yeah. That's, and what I saw in her life is this is a person who she has been granted so much because she does a lot with what she has already.
Yeah.
That she has to be elevated because she's doing so much work here. You know, when you think of somebody who is doing really well, like you think to yourself that, ah, if this person should have 1 billion,
yeah,
they will change things.
Yeah.
That's like how I think of her.
It's good though.
Man, so I've been thinking about it since Sunday. I've just been thinking about a lot of things. I've been thinking about the direction of my life. Oh, God.
But are you good on a scale of 10? Like, where you say you are?
Good though, to actually be honest.
On a scale of 10?
I don't know, 10.
Wow.
Like, it's not like I'm like super happy. It's just,
yeah, but
I'm okay. Like,
yeah.
Things are taken care of by the grace of God. You know, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm figuring things out.
That's good.
By the grace of God, you know. So I feel a certain level of joy. You know, I'm pretty content. And I'm just realizing my brain is rewiring.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Gratitude,
which I really needed
that.
Because
yeah, yeah.
Isaac, not like, you know, I've not wasted my life, right? It's not like I've wasted my life.
Everybody feels that way.
No,
I know what you
it's
mean.
It's not like I've wasted my life because yeah. I haven't. Do you understand?
You haven't. It's just you
I
need to switch
but
your.
I've spent a lot of time living in fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
And allowing it to hinder so much. And I realized something that in this world, you choose the kind of life you want.
Oh, you do.
Obviously, the life you are born into is not like you choose it.
Yes,
but you
everything
choose what
else.
You do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You choose what you make of what you have been handed.
Facts.
You understand?
You can't stand by the roadside throughout.
Do you understand? You need to make up something. And you can't rely on excuses.
All
because that's
time.
Another thing that happens so much to us. You know, sometimes we become victims.
Mm-hmm.
We allow ourselves to be victims and stay victims.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we're like, oh, this happened to me. And don't get me wrong, for sometimes, yes, that you might have initially been a victim.
Yes, but you
but
can't,
then
you
can't
just
remain
stay there.
There.
You have to get up and move forward.
I know that there are some things in my life that I've been a victim of. I think I've shared them before, but I think that because of I was a
that.
Victim of it for so long, you allow yourself, you don't even realize when you're becoming a victim with so many other things.
Yeah.
And you have to, you can't rely on, oh, this is the way my life was. This is what happened to me. Baba. Because you get to a certain point where you realize that, okay, so all this your excuses now, has it built you a house?
You know, the funny thing about what you're saying is, I think it's a fundamental difference somehow between guys and girls, the timing of that realization. You know, we always say like, for us, it's like, bro, no one is coming to save you. Victimize yourself from now to tomorrow, bro. Stand up and build a house. So, like, the difference in the timing of that realization.
Yeah.
But I'm happy
that
you've gotten there.
Listen, like, and so I just told myself, I say, man, one needs to, like, I've not wasted my life. I won't look, because that's another thing too. You can't spend your time
looking back. You can't drive a car, you know,
do
looking
you understand?
Back. Yeah.
You run into something, you know.
Unless it's like, Ekwe, something will run into you.
You run into something and you will just like be hindering yourself all the more because you're living in regret instead of there's still time here.
True.
So I don't feel like the life is wasted, but I feel like
time
moving forward. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like the time is not as time. There's still time, but there's also no time.
Was wasted. Let's put it that way. A bit of time was wasted.
Yeah, like I mean, the time could have been used doing other things. Fair. But it's not the end.
It's not.
There's still so much that can be accomplished, even from the time that seemed wasted.
Facts.
You know, because all those things had to happen in a sense for me to get to this point.
Yeah, I look back on time in Nigeria like that sometimes, and it helps to switch that mentality.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you look and you're like, really? But other times you have to be like, no, my brother, carry this thing and let's move forward.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. I'm happy that was a very...
Yeah. So
very
please,
I like that.
I would encourage everybody because, you know, I thought to myself, I'm 28 years old. Like, not like, again, it's not like the time is running.
Yeah, but...
But there's also still not enough time.
Yeah. You can't be complacent anymore.
You can't. There are things that you have to accomplish in life. Everybody has that. You exist for a reason. Mm. Like, your existence is for somebody or for a generation.
Yeah.
And you have to move with that thinking of realizing that, like, you being here is not by mistake. And so because it's not by mistake, you move with purpose.
You have to find that purpose and move with it.
And I'll just add this that Mrs. Ndidi said on... I wanted to say her name, but I just feel to just be showing her respect.
Yeah, you have to.
She said on Sunday, one of the things she said is you need to think about what first of all gives you the most joy.
Facts.
Then she also said, what makes you angry?
Ikigai.
What makes you angry to see?
Yeah.
We complain about Nigeria a lot. The question is, what about Nigeria in particular is making you very angry? Like, what is the thing that is coming to the forefront at this particular time? And what can you do
about
to solve that problem? You know, so I will just leave that with you guys.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I mean, it's good. Good advice. Very, very,
yeah, I just went on my soapbox. This
I know.
It's
I
Good
know.
Friday, so you know, it's we good. Gotta...
Like I said, this Friday is raising shoulders.
Yeah, we gotta sermonize.
No, but it's good. I like that. I have a question for you. My answer is random, but yeah, give me one thing you're grateful for.
Man,
Just one.
This is Good Friday. I'm grateful for salvation.
Okay.
I'm really grateful that I'm saved. I'm really grateful that...
I said one.
It's the same thing now. Okay, salvation is saved.
This is where we start taking your mic on the...
It's okay. Thank you very much.
1 minute, please.
One minute. They'll say one minute and they're looking at somebody. Like, one minute, please. It's me that they are telling. But yeah, I'm grateful for salvation. Let me put it like that. Okay, good.
You know what I'm grateful for? Let me go on a quick story. So this week I changed my diet. I had something that I've not had in a long time and I had it a lot, bread. And on Thursday, right, my body was telling me. So what I'm really grateful for is bowel movement, the ability to take a shit daily. I take 2 shits daily. I know this sounds like TMI, but see.
Anyway, now testimony.
Listen, it's very important. So, you know, because I've not eaten like bread in a long time. I've been open about that, right? But this week I started and Dolakpo, my tummy was like, this thing you're doing, don't try it again. Like my body literally told me, like, because I had good bowel movements up until this week. I was on the toilet and I was just there like, bro, it's almost like 15 minutes. What's going on?
And
it wasn't just that. There's this thing that I can't prove, but I think science people might know. I think your gut health has to do with your mental health. I've not been able to sleep well. My whole body has been like, you're doing something very different and we can't hack it. I've actually not been able to sleep well. And it took like, I had to drink like 2 liters of water one day and not eat anything. I didn't even take vegetables, nothing. I was just like, no, we need to get whatever is in there out.
You know, and they say
it was very, it was like a crazy experience. So I'm actually, it now made me start appreciating the bowel movements before. You know, when you have a runny nose after like not caring about, that's how I felt. So yeah, I'm grateful for that.
It's something to be grateful for because it's true. A lot of people are going through that hell at this particular moment in time. And those are some of like those little things that we take for granted a lot because it happens so regularly. That you just think that, you don't even think about it.
Exactly.
That's life, that's whatever.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm happy for you. But you know that thing you're saying about God's health and mental, you know, like our bodies are trees.
True.
They're all connected to everything. Like if you look at even the inside.
True.
They are all connected. There's a much more spiritual notion to all that, but.
I feel you.
It's all connected, which is why they always say sometimes that when people sometimes are terminally ill or even ill, like, your the way you think, your reasoning is also part of it. Like some people can reason also positively and joyfully that their body, you know, they start to get better, a positive mindset. You know?
Yeah, it was tough for this week. I just noticed I couldn't sleep and all that. I was like,
and negativity too. You know, they always say even sometimes you have pain inside. I think we've said it on the pod before that sometimes you have pain in certain areas of your body. You would think that it's just pain from whatever, but sometimes it's trauma you're carrying.
You're carrying heavy trauma.
Yes.
And sometimes when you do all these breathing in, breathing exercises, reduce it, forgive yourself, generally do feel lighter.
And also, that's also one of the reasons why, I will bring this up again. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is very important. No, I'm very serious. I'm serious.
That's why I couldn't shit, right? Because I'm holding it.
Maybe it's blocking your bowel. I'm not like... You people, I know it sounds funny, but I'm not lying.
You know
sometimes
what?
you think you're hiding. You know when you say, okay, I've forgotten
it's
about
like, yeah,
it.
Like, but your body's like, nah,
it is somewhere in your body.
We're holding
if I'm not watching, if the forgiveness, I was not holding. So maybe it was been affecting my knees. I don't know.
All that heaviness in your heart,
Isaac. Let me interrupt this scene.
Go.
I'm funny, Abby. Something so long. It's true. I used to say it. I used to tell everybody. I say I'm a fun. They say liar. No, lie me while they are laughing. No, I'm not like stand up funny, but you know,
but
I'm hilarious.
Yeah. You make it work.
I see you cracking up.
You make it work. Oh my days. Oh, what do you mean? Let me do my AP, then we jump in. So there's this book I'm reading, right? So today's bias is outcome bias, right? Where we as humans, whenever we look back, we tend to judge decisions based on the outcome, not based on the reasons why we made those decisions. And it can be good and bad. So for instance, if you do something different today, like maybe you change your socks, for instance, and then that's the day that you get a job, you now start to think that, oh, that might have been why.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you, I don't use a stock market example, it might be too much, but basically, if you just do something thinking, okay, I want to make this decision based on these factors, and then it succeeds, you now look back and think, yeah, because I made that decision, that means I made the right decision, forgetting that there were a lot of other factors that led to that. So it can be good, it can be bad, right? So we should always try to make sure that when we're assessing our decision making, we look at why we made the decisions at that time, not just the outcome of it, right? So for instance, why did I want to start a podcast at that time? Maybe it was just to make a conversation or to talk, but maybe because now you've become a bit more popular and you're making money, you now think, oh, because I started podcasting and I'm rich now, it means it was the right decision, forgetting that why you made that decision was maybe to get things off your chest or something like that. So it's a little bit more technical, but that's just the gist of it. We should be careful, right? So that we judge our decisions and base them on the reasons why, as opposed to the results of those decisions. Yeah, it's a good book. There's a lot though. I can't keep everything in my, like, you know, I saw this guy who tweeted about how we should be careful not to make everything a race to numbers, right? Like people who say, well, I want to read 1,000 books a year or something. Make it more about, I genuinely want to learn maybe one or two things.
Process.
Yeah, as opposed to making it like numbers.
Yeah. Definitely. So I agree with that 100%. I think sometimes because if you even focus too much on the results, you can lose focus of why you're doing. So I definitely agree that the why is very, very important. You know, I've been learning project management.
It hits me.
So,
what
are
you doing
today? I heard about what they call OKRs. I'm sure you know those ones.
Oh my God. I do, but please educate us.
Objective and key results. And from my understanding, I heard that the reason why some people, why this OKR thing, why some more companies use it is because like with smart goals and stuff, sometimes it can make one lose
track
focus
of
the why pretty much. So the OKRs, the objective is mm-hmm. supposed to be like this aspirational thing.
Facts.
You know, whereby when you now see certain key results, mm-hmm. you can be like, okay, we're still in line with objective. Our,
okay.
You
okay.
understand?
I'm with
okay?
you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm with you. I'm learning.
I love it. You know when your brain is expanding,
you're
you
like,
know.
Yeah.
You know you're not so, the same person.
With what
I love
I think
it.
I said, I would not have said. I say I this. It. Stay reading.
Facts.
Stay reading. You guys, books are so important. But stay
facts,
reading.
Facts. Okay. Facts. Yeah.
All right. So let's go through some of the messages you guys sent us.
Hit me.
Okay. So the first one is from a woman who says, hello, Travel. Oh, sorry. That's us.
Yeah.
Hi, Dolly and Isaac. Just to share my thoughts on the last topic you discussed on the post show. She sent this after we did the episode on death.
Okay.
So she says, to understand my thought process, I think first we need to establish that the physical body we see is not who we are.
Okay.
Humans primarily are spirits, and we need this body to engage in the physical world. Maybe that explains why you can be 50 years old and inward you still feel the same way. You know?
Possible.
What really changes is your body and the knowledge you've gathered over several years in your mind, soul, in your mind or soul.
Okay.
So basically, even when we're out of this body, we mm-hmm. still exist. And that's why we need to know that life isn't limited to the physical realm.
Okay.
And each person needs to find a way to connect to themselves, to put that in quotes, okay. in the spirit and to their source. I believe that's the only way to truly know your purpose here and to navigate this life with ease.
Okay.
And she put ease again in quotes.
Ease. Okay.
I agree with what she said. I have no counter.
I'm not all the way there, but I get the gist.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that with us. And please, you guys can share your thoughts on episodes with us if you want to. Yeah, feel free.
Oh yeah, you can also comment on Spotify.
On Spotify,
or,
yes.
I
yes,
keep
yes,
forgetting
yes.
to say that. But yeah, you
yes,
can
you
comment,
can comment
on, Spotify.
On Spotify. Yes. All right. Yeah. And then the next one we have is a female as well. She says, hi, Uncle Isaac.
Uncle, please.
I love it.
Please,
yes.
Aunt, please.
Hi, Uncle Isaac.
Please, Aunt,
and
please.
Dolly.
Why didn't they call you Auntie? I don't know how to take this. Please, Aunt,
say,
please.
I should put in brackets, since Isaac is now an elder.
Okay.
And she says, P.S., I'm 23. This might be a
bit
yes,
long. Yes.
It's really not that long,
it's
my
uncle
sis. Don't worry.
You, really.
Yes, she says, so I'm tired of people, in bracket friends and close acquaintances, who constantly defy my boundaries.
Mm.
As someone who is a recovering people pleaser and avoids confrontation okay. whenever possible, I found it challenging to assert myself in these situations.
Okay.
I just don't understand people who feel entitled to my physical or emotional space just because I'm so accommodating. It's funny how one of them has said to me before, you're too nice. What's annoying is that these same people would likely change it for you if the tables were turned and their boundaries were disregarded.
Mm-hmm.
How did I even know these badly behaved people? I'm at a crossroads here where I'm contemplating whether it's too late to begin enforcing boundaries, especially considering I've never addressed this issue directly before.
Okay.
I fear being perceived as overly sensitive or causing unnecessary tension by suddenly asserting my needs. Sister, let them think of you as overly sensitive.
You think so?
I relate to her because I'm still a recovering people pleaser.
Okay.
Do you understand? There are still aspects of myself that is very people pleasing. And I'm working on those aspects of myself.
Okay.
You know, I'm even low-key thinking that maybe nice is becoming more, it's sounding more of an insult these days now to me.
Facts.
Than anything else. You know, and so I also understand her feelings of not wanting to be perceived as overly sensitive or, you know, just causing problems or drama.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, and I've said this many times.
Yeah.
The older I got,
yes.
the more I realized that sometimes confrontation
is very
is
important.
Necessary.
It is. You have to see where
you
every
have,
now and then.
Because the reason why you know some of these badly behaved people is simply because of
you,
that too.
Yeah, you're
because
allowing
boundaries
yourself
are
to...
not there. And look, I'm not, again, it's not on you. It's just saying that, let me not say it's not on you, but it's not, I'm not like blaming or judging you. You understand what I'm saying about that? It happens to all of us. It has happened to us too. Sometimes
yeah.
we find ourselves with people that we're like, how did we let them get in? You understand? And sometimes even when you want to give excuse, I remember somebody that I knew that I always wonder, why did I let this person get in? You know, and I always wanted to give an excuse about that.
Yeah.
But then until I got burned. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I say that to say that sometimes the you need to assert those boundaries.
Yes, yes,
if
yes.
If not, they will keep on encroaching. You see, human beings,
we'll take, very, and take, we take and advantage. Take. Yeah.
Even us that want to say we don't like take advantage. And me, the way I keep myself in check, I always try, especially when someone is doing something for me, I always try to ask or to say, if I'm beginning to take it for granted or I'm beginning to take advantage or do too much.
Yeah, tell me.
Just say, so that I know, because we like to be...
Ah, that's true. You've asked me that thing like twice.
I've told you that before.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to hear.
It's a check.
Because, no.
You know, we sometimes we enjoy nice things.
Yeah.
Do you understand? When somebody is... you're constantly going out and the person is always paying for your meal. Always paying for your meal.
I can't relate,
always paying
okay.
for your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? You can get comfortable in that.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Wish.
You can.
I wish.
You know, and not just even with that, but think of anything else.
I
you
get,
understand?
Yeah, I get the message,
you can get comfortable with that, you know, because you like it. You understand? And so
I get it.
I always like to it's always important to me to always like let people know that, look, if it's getting to this point, let me know, so that, because the last thing I want to do is to take advantage of you.
Facts.
So you need to understand this thing. Like, we human beings, first of all, people are very happy to take advantage. You know,
yeah.
People are very happy to be entitled to your space.
Facts.
To your kidney. And yes, they might not like it, because them too, they've established their own boundaries that, okay, nobody should cross.
True.
You understand?
I think
so. So please, yeah. I wanted to say, I know that you don't want to be perceived as a certain way, but that's the only way the people around you will learn.
So I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think I would take a slightly different approach and say, look inwards. I'm not blaming you, but there's something that you've done that's allowed people to encroach on your boundaries.
She said it now.
Yeah,
she
no,
said
no,
what
me,
it
I'm telling
is.
I'm telling her that it's she should take responsibility. Like, look
okay,
inwards.
Yeah,
it's kind of your fault
part.
Too. So
right.
Just make sure that, you know, you can assert your boundaries, and there's nothing wrong with
nothing
communicating.
Wrong at all.
Like, there's nothing wrong at all.
Yeah.
It's fine to say no. If they don't like you, they will adjust.
They will adjust.
So
if they really
fine.
If they really like you, they will adjust.
Yeah, they are, so
and
don't,
they will take
don't
it.
Stress.
And please, like, you know, sometimes people think that asserting... yeah, so sometimes asserting yourself might require a very strong word with somebody.
Yeah, but that's fine.
But it doesn't always have to be the case. You know, there are certain people that you can speak to in certain ways. There are also situations where you don't even have to say anything to somebody.
Mm.
Like, for example, if you told somebody to stop calling you after a certain period in the night... Right, regardless of whether you're awake or not, you just I'm not trying to pick up calls at this time.
Yeah,
and the person keeps on doing it, and you keep on picking up. Do you get whenever they call,
I feel you.
They will keep on calling.
Of course,
what you now do with that person is you cut off their supply.
Facts,
which means when they call you, you don't answer.
Facts,
or you block them for the night.
Facts,
again, just an example. So you have.
I realized
to take,
recently that you can do that on Samsung.
That you can block somebody
I
for the night.
I'm about to crack that Twitter joke. Have you seen it?
What
I can block
joke?
Them on my Samsung Galaxy S13 Ultra with 127
Hz. Your Samsung people know you guys do that. You all do that. It's like people are always trying to prove to us.
There's
see,
nothing I
all
love
these
more
Samsung
than
people,
tweets.
They are the ones that always try to prove to us that Android is better. You see, they'll
with
be
my
the
refresh
one. They'll be
rate
like, oh,
my 5,000 men.
I can do this. I
my
can 5, time travel.
Milliamps.
Oh, baby, who is trying to time travel with you? Even this, I think a drum. You see, oh, see all the stuff we have.
Yeah,
we
see
have,
all the stuff we have.
We
on
have
our,
on the.
Look at the refresh rates.
Okay, these people should get out.
No, but real talk, you should actually assert your boundaries.
But yes, no, assert yourself,
yeah,
you know, and just take it easy step by step. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not the loudest person to say, like, see the way I shout on this podcast.
No, but
when I mean loud,
still,
I mean,
give.
I don't like, you know, I don't like confrontation, but it's important.
It's important.
You understand?
Important.
And the people who are okay with that, they will behave, they will take it. And people who are not, will not. So
yeah.
Establish, like, I like what Isaac said, actually, when he said, look inwards, you understand? Even though you already know where it's coming from, but also see in what areas can I definitely stop you know, people from encroaching on this space. If it means not being around them or staying, you know how I say don't overstay your welcome.
Yeah,
I always do that. Like, you go to somebody's house,
yeah,
you now end up staying for all these amount of hours almost, you know, you just need to know when to stand up and start going to your
true.
House.
True is important,
you know. So yeah, so I hope that helps. I think that's it.
Okay.
For now, thank you guys for always writing in.
I love
this
you
is
guys.
Helpful.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Isaac.
Today, Abi.
Yes. We want to talk about
discipline and denying of self. Gay, yes. Gay. Cut.
This has been like a fasting period for our Muslim friends.
Yeah, I want to pick a day of the week to start fasting too. Like, as a habit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking either Wednesdays or Thursdays. No, yeah, sure.
You know, one of the sermons I was listening to, one of the pastors kept on saying one thing, that as human beings, we are able to fast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's good for us to fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And he was trying to, so he wasn't talking about it from a place of, not from a spiritual place.
Yeah.
He was talking about it more from like a physical, biological, like aspect. Like,
yeah.
He was saying that like, our bodies are made to fast. It's not just always made to take in everything. Yeah. That's why we are able to survive the hours that we sleep at night.
Without eating anything.
Mm. You Makes know? Sense. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're able to do those type of things.
I think I'll pick one day of the week, shall I see. Because I'm trying to also get my body fat down.
What's your body fat?
Yeah, I've become one of those people, but...
Isaac!
Sorry. No, we're talking about discipline at the line of self.
You can talk about it when you're putting in the work.
Good point. I've earned the right to talk about it, haven't I?
You absolutely have.
Fair enough.
You absolutely have. I mean, I tease. I know.
Yeah.
But you know, the one thing I can say is Isaac is putting in the work.
Mm.
You know, and you can talk about it because, hey, it's your journey. You're doing it. It's not like you're just talking the talk.
True. I think that's my unfair advantage.
What's your unfair advantage?
Discipline.
So we're back to the topic.
Nice U-turn. It's noisy. No, but yeah, I think it is, because if I put my mind to something, I tend to do it. It's not particularly good or bad. But yeah, I took a plyometric test this week. Or is it plyometric? One of those things. So it's like this new way that companies are recruiting, where they learn more about you from gamifying certain things.
Okay, oh my God, I love those. I've done it once before, even though I did not get the job. But it was so fun.
This one was actually really interesting. And I found out a lot about myself. And it did say that it was like that. You know the conversation we had about fear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it did say that it was like that, you are slow to make decisions, but you're firm in your decisions, right? Mm-hmm. And you try to get as much information as possible before you make decisions, which is not good mm-hmm. in itself, but mm-hmm. it's also not a bad trait to have. Because was just basically saying all the it was very funny, from games, they are able to tell you a bit about yourself. And it was talking about, you know, you're a bit disciplined. But it did say something I didn't like, and it was like a little bit of a warning. It was that you tend not to pay attention to distractions, which is not particularly good, because mm-hmm. sometimes in distractions you can find opportunities to help people. So mm-hmm. that was something that I found really interesting about myself. Yeah. You guys should take those tests if you can. It helps.
Oh my God, that is so fun. Yeah, I like that.
They are really fun. So yeah.
You know, since it has been a moment of fasting, so mm-hmm. a lot of self-denial. I know, apart from our Muslim friends are fasting, but then we also have, I know some people deny themselves of certain things for Lent.
Yes.
And maybe some people have also fasted during this period, because I know that this is also a period where sometimes someone just wants to fast just to, you know. So I think you had a question in regards to fasting.
What was your question? It's just a basic question, really. What is it? Is it just hunger strike, or is there a difference?
Okay. So obviously there are different types of fasting. Do you understand?
Yeah.
There are different types of fasting, first of all. And there are different reasons why. Or let me say, the different reasons informs the different types of fasting.
Okay, fair.
But fasting in and of itself is simply, generally, it is known to deny yourself of food.
Okay.
Right? Or water or something for a certain period. Right?
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it could also be denying yourself of certain things.
Yeah.
So in the Christian aspect, usually is fasting, not eating for a certain period of time, whatever. But sometimes some people do the Daniel fast.
What does that mean?
So the Daniel fast is based off of the fast that Daniel took in the Bible, where he was eating, but he restrained himself from certain food things. So
like a specific diet.
Yes, it was pretty much like a diet. Vegetarian. Let me see if I can. Let me see the diet fast restrictions. Let me see. Okay. So with the Daniel fast, it prohibits, it's like a vegan diet pretty much.
Okay,
it
prohibits okay.
animal products.
Yeah.
Leavened bread, so bread with yeast.
Yeah.
Processed foods.
Yeah.
Caffeine and alcohol. Typically, people do it for 21 days, but I think you can do it between 10 and 21, but typically it's 21 days.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So, sometimes it's also restricting yourself off of certain things, especially... Typically, it's supposed to be a sacrifice. It's supposed to be something that means something to you.
Yeah, so you're meant to put off something that means something, right?
If not, you won't feel it, regardless of whatever reason you're doing it for.
Mm.
Do you understand? Even if you're doing it for... a non-spiritual situation.
Yeah.
What's the point of doing it if it's not
something that
something
you feel.
That costs
feel,
you something?
I feel you.
You understand? Because you're trying to cleanse yourself and create a certain level of space.
You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of February last year. I think I mentioned on the pod when I was having like withdrawal when I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I legit, that was like, damn, that was, yeah. that was something.
So it has to cost you. You know, it has to cost you something, because that's really what discipline is really all about.
Yeah.
You know,
cutting
it has
out.
To cost you something. So personally, so in the spiritual form, you know, we have, as a Christian, you have the normal, like I said, normal fast. People will fast for some hours during the day. Some people might decide not to eat water. to eat food or drink water. Some people might go off certain drinks. You know, some people might, you know, just, I don't know. You know, they're just restricting themselves of food. Sometimes some people will go on the Daniel fast. Sometimes some people would go fasting off social media.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people do fasting off of video games. You know, just something that you know that like it's not, you know. Then of course, we know our Muslim friends, they do the Ramadan, which is for a period of,
I heard
if
that
I'm not wrong, is it
to...
30 days or 40?
Ah, I don't know.
Let me check that.
Because if we miss it and they feed their course.
As in a... Yeah, I think it might be, is it between 30? Okay, it's 30 days. 30,
right?
Or 30 days,
yeah.
Yes.
It ends April 11th.
So it's about
no?
a month.
Yeah.
So we know that they do that. We know how that is like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, or if you don't know, fast from morning. I think they
sunrise
wake up early in the
sunset
morning.
Sunrise or something like
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Then, what else? Then intermittent fasting.
For all of us gym people.
Uh-huh.
But that one is actually, just like you pick one day and you don't eat something, or you don't eat between
a specific
time.
Period. But it can be hard to maintain.
No, it can be. It can be hard to maintain.
You know, so those are the different types of, but either way, is letting go of something or going off of something that is very much, that costs you, sha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I get the idea, like the whole denying yourself something for discipline.
Things.
It's all about discipline, really.
It is,
and
all
it's
about
it's not
discipline.
It's not the easiest of things to do.
Very,
actually.
Very hard.
What would you rate your like discipline on a scale of 10? Your level of discipline. Like, can you put your mind to something and be like, yes, I'm doing it.
The thing is, and this is one of my problems,
okay.
and one of the things I'm trying to work against. I don't think I'm a very disciplined person.
Right.
I don't think I'm a very disciplined person, actually. I think I kind of lack discipline.
That's funny. It sounds like somebody should be flogging.
I know.
When they're flogging,
it sounds
you
like,
lack discipline. You
yeah,
lack.
Yeah, because it sounds like I'm rude or
exactly.
I'm a badly behaved shite.
You're uncouth.
I mean, let me not
you
say
lack
I feel like I lack discipline in certain areas
Fair.
Of my life. I
okay.
think the part, the, some of the, like the most important parts. I lack discipline. But the funny thing is that I know that I have discipline in me because it comes out when it needs to come out. So, for example,
you need to channel
if I'm
it.
Going, I can be late
yeah.
going to... so the way... Anyway, I can be late going for something.
Yeah.
But if I were going to the airport to travel today,
yeah,
international flight,
you'd
even
be early.
Local,
yeah,
I would have left my house.
Facts.
I would have planned it in my head. I would have done it.
Facts.
And I would have...
Facts. Sorry, speaking of airport, shout out to Airpeace. So that man really did a solid for us by slashing those prices.
Okay.
Because all of a sudden, now all these airlines have found cheaper tickets. God
Can
punish
imagine.
Them. But yeah, sorry, continue.
So yeah, I know that if I was starting a new job today, I will wake up early and go for the job.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
But if you're going for
so
your friend's birthday.
You know... You can now say, oh, let me know. Or even one of the things that I did not used to like about myself regarding work was that sometimes the work that I was going to early,
yeah,
month one, month two,
you now
month three,
slack.
we start coming showing up at this time, you know. And yeah, so I feel like in a lot of ways,
okay,
I lack.
So
I
on
lack
a scale of 10, what would you say?
Ah, on a scale of 10, I'll say 5.
Interesting.
I'll say 5, but that's what we're trying to work on, because I'm trying to get to a place of, I need to be more disciplined.
Facts. With a lot I of hear things. That. I hear that. I think. Know? I think for me.
Yeah.
So I've been learning since last year that I had the propensity to overestimate myself.
Mm.
So before I would have said 10, but now I'll say 8.
Mm.
I'll say 8, because one of the things I put on my planner this year was to improve my discipline and to reduce procrastination. Because
mm-hmm.
that's been my enemy in life. So I'm the kind of guy who, if something is going to take me a week, I could plan it on day 1 and leave it until day 6.
Nah, me.
I would have planned it. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. But because I've done all that, I'll be like, let me leave it. And then at the last minute, I'll now do it. So it's something that I'm genuinely like working on, procrastination. Yeah. And so I think right now my discipline is 8. And also because I'm entering routines, especially with like life in general, it's getting there for me. Like the discipline is flying up. I'm curious, what do you guys think? What is your level of discipline?
What's your level
out
of discipline?
10?
What really do you reason think? It
yeah,
and
reason
ask
it,
yourself.
Reason it.
Truly, you'll be truthful with yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
not the one you tell people.
Ourselves.
Not the one you tell people in job interview. I'll be like, what's your strength? Say, I'm very disciplined. They lie.
Nah, but you know for sure, if
lie.
I go a job interview today, I'm telling them, I'm very disciplined.
Very, in fact, I'm so disciplined. It could even be seen as a weakness sometimes because I'm just too...
I can't even be too disciplined.
I lie,
you know, it's one of my weaknesses in life.
Like, tone down the bullshit.
Nah, but you know something? Mm-hmm. You know, and this is why I know that it's possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible to be disciplined. You know, sometimes, and that's why it's very important to tell yourself the truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've been telling myself the truth a lot lately.
Yeah.
You know, at least I've been trying to tell myself the truth with the help of the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to tell myself the truth. Because if you don't tell yourself the truth, you won't be able to learn.
Facts.
Understand what I'm saying? So, you know, like with have I lost my train of thought?
Seems like you have. You're not disciplined.
Tell yourself
hold
the
it.
Truth.
Hold it. Hold it. Tell yourself the truth. Hold it. Stay in that frame. Stay in that frame. You've been telling yourself the truth.
Yes. About what?
Has it gone? Has it gone? You really need more.
I think I've kind of like left it. Hey, okay. So let me try and reverse back.
Cod liver oil.
Guy, I swear.
Really?
Important to tell yourself the truth about where you are. Let me just come back to that.
Okay.
It's very important to tell yourself the truth about where you are, because sometimes we can like to lie to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So sit down and really, really, really reason. What are the areas where you are struggling? You know, what are the areas where you know that you could be better? Because I think this is what I was trying to get to. Is that thing about excuses as well?
Yeah.
You know, you can say, why is it that I'm not going to church early on Sunday morning? Right? I'm not going to church on time.
Yeah.
I'm always late. You know, then you give yourself the excuse that, man, I'm always working on Saturdays, Jerry.
Yeah, I sleep late.
You know, I sleep late. You know, it's not
hot.
Like I have weekend like that to enjoy. You know, so, God is okay, Jerry. You understand?
I still get there on time. I only miss praise
and
worship.
You understand? I'm not missing the word.
Yeah, I only miss praise and worship. Facts.
But you're telling yourself you want to get to church on time.
True, true, true. I hear that.
And all of those things is not about what anybody else is thinking about you.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, like, what am I doing wrong? Especially when you want to just, don't give yourself excuses.
I think it's very easy to give ourselves excuses, though. It's very easy to give ourselves excuses.
Yeah, it's very easy because we look at ourselves with rose-colored glasses.
No, facts.
You know?
When I took my rose-colored glasses off, I realized I was a piece of shit. Ah, my God. You know, it's like when your frontal lobe forms and you finally realize that Jesus Christ, is this really it? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We really need to have introspective thoughts.
And and one of the other things I was trying to say was, there are people that I have seen in this world who are extremely disciplined.
Mm.
And that is how I know that it is not an impossible thing. That without here.
Okay. I feel you. It's really not.
That's
really
how
not.
I know that it's not impossible.
It's
there
really
are people
not.
That, for example, and I'm going to give some different examples now.
Okay.
Number one, and I'll start with the church. You understand? sometimes people say, when you hear some pastors that maybe they have had affairs, stuff like that, some people will say, but you know, they are men now. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They are human beings. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. You know, men are like that. You know, this is, like some of the ones that some people even say about men, all men cheat. You know,
we can't hold ourselves. I hate hearing things like that. It annoys me.
Do you understand? Yeah. We can't hold ourselves. We can't do... You know, yes, you can.
Yeah, you can actually.
You choose not to. And you give yourself the excuses of, I'm just a person. I make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Of course, yes, we make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? We're humans. We make mistakes. We fall.
Mm-hmm.
We do things that are wrong. But also be truthful with yourself and say you could have made a different choice.
A quick segue on this. I've been reading about the benefits of semen retention.
Oh, God.
Listen, it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing.
I know that Joey Badass has spoken about this.
Like
before.
It turns like I've been reading about, like I am like 7 links deep on the research I'm doing about semen retention. It turns out there's a lot of benefits. I don't know.
I've heard.
Like anyway, I've let's
heard.
Continue.
It's a very interesting concept. When I first heard it, I was so confused. I was like, what is going on? I've heard Kevin Gates as well talk about something like that before. I'm like, so you.
Yeah,
and then you don't
exactly, but
and
now,
then you hope
that's my problem.
Are you okay?
I don't, yeah, like there are too many stakeholders right now for me to make such a decision because it's like, what are you doing? Like,
it's crazy, but it's possible.
It is so possible. And it turns out there are benefits. I'm really,
yes.
I feel like I should try it for a period. I didn't know it was what I was doing when I went celibate that time. It wasn't particularly it.
I mean,
but
I guess
seeing,
that's it.
Yeah, but you
I
know
think
when
that's it. But it the context in which I've heard it being spoken about is a very interesting
thing. All this. I ended up on one part where they were talking about edging as well and how that could also help with the whole thing.
Like that was what I was hearing talk about.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like that one, I don't know
how
to do.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that's the part that like it's... I mean, I know one can do it, but it feels like it takes a lot.
Listen,
I've
tried that thing once and I don't think I recovered. Like,
you what?
I tried edging.
You
like,
don't think
over,
you recall?
Yeah, I don't think I recovered like after because it's like...
It's a lot.
And when you finally do like come, it almost feels like you're impotent because it's like... Poof.
I'm gonna just be celibate.
But anyway. Your second example.
But yeah. And I've also like seen people who like, regarding their work, their businesses, mm-hmm. things like that, they live really disciplined lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who I know that, well, not that I know, but there are people, as if I don't know any disciplined person. but there are also people who I know that, like, you know, even like, I brought up the whole, like, you know, spiritual aspect of it. Like, you know, when we look at leaders in the church or in our spiritual places, you know, and it's possible. There are also a lot of them. The same way we hear stories of a lot of people that have fallen, there are also a lot of them
that are disciplined.
That are very disciplined.
True.
They live very disciplined lives. They don't put themselves in situations where, you know, when Mike Pence, and I know a lot of people, maybe because we did not like Trump that time.
Yeah.
But when Mike Pence said this thing that he doesn't go anywhere without his wife.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were like, why?
Simp.
Because you are a...
Yeah.
I think they were trying to make it seem like... In the context in which he said it, I think he was also trying to make it clear that even when he's around like people, like he's not trying to be alone with maybe another woman in the same place. And a lot of people like were coming for him. You know, social media, saying all kinds of comments. But
facts.
When you think about it very well...
It's,
maybe he knows his limitations.
Yeah, it does help to be held accountable that
yes.
way, externally.
He knows his limitations.
Externally.
He knows that we all know what we struggle with.
Yeah.
You know that, okay, maybe, and I'm not saying this is the case with him.
Facts.
But if you know that you are prone to womanizing.
Yeah.
And you're married, or you're not even married, but you're not trying to live a womanization life.
Mm.
What it now means is that you put certain boundaries around
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, you cut. Yeah. I mean,
you understand?
In the concept of discipline, it is very valid.
Yes.
You need those external things to
absolutely.
Like, put yourself
and one of the things
check.
I've also learned, I'm disciplined in some area, shall let me not lie.
Okay.
One of the things I've also learned in life is that, like, you know, even if you feel like you are strong in certain aspects,
mm-hmm.
it's always very important that you don't think
don't overestimate, too highly of yourself. Yeah, don't overestimate yourself. Facts.
Yes. Don't think facts, too facts, highly facts, of facts, yourself. Facts. Don't think that you would never, it could never be me. I could never put myself in that situation.
Yeah.
I could never put myself in that whatever. I could never. You understand? Because one thing I've learned in life, you could never. It's just the thing you say.
It is. Oh.
You know?
And then when it's and then time when it comes, happens, you're like, so,
you get me, Dolly, there are certain boundaries I put with myself just on a normal, general basis. Whether, and it's not because I don't trust myself to a certain degree. It's just, I don't trust the side of myself that wants to go off the rails.
I feel you. Let's take a sidestep, actually. Sidestep. Quick sidestep to the right. Delayed gratification. Similar thing with discipline. So it's sort of like the end goal of like delayed gratification. Yes. So question, is there like any area of your life that you've like benefited from delayed gratification properly? It's also for you guys listening. So it's like, because you know, a lot of the time we try these concepts, like, oh yeah, delayed gratification, but is there any part of your life that you can give as an example that you can say, you know what, this delayed gratification?
So that's when you have denied yourself of something. Yeah, you've denied it
for a while, and then you actually did feel the benefit of that delayed gratification.
Like, so is delayed gratification denying yourself something for a while and then getting back to it?
Yeah, like actually like pushing off the satisfaction of the now to like tomorrow or to later. Like saying, okay, I want to be disciplined with something and then chilling and then actually getting it later.
Okay, so for example, if let's say you are having exams, and instead of playing video games or
you actually read.
Like, deny yourself of that video games for now.
To read. And then you actually so you pass. And then you come back and do enjoy the video games. That kind of thing.
Okay, well.
Like the delayed gratification would be leaving the video game, reading and actually passing, then coming back. Not just reading, failing, and then coming back.
I mean, I think it has happened to me quite a few times.
Okay. Any
the one I might probably give as a good enough example. Yeah. I mean, is this a good example? Well, the one that is on my mind, Sha, maybe when I was doing my dissertation for my master's, and it was it looked like an uphill climb.
Tell me about it.
It looked like an uphill climb, and at the time I didn't know how I was going to handle it. So I kind of was just anyhowing it at first. Or however it comes about or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've shared this before because I can never forget that day. Then we had group meeting with our supervisor. We're like, maybe they divided us, and it was like four of us to our supervisor. And our supervisor, he liked to have maybe meetings with us or whatever together.
Yeah.
And I went to the meeting that day.
What did he rip into you? He said that you were going to fail.
Listen, let me tell you something. I think I had sent it to him ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I had asked him for his thoughts.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond to me.
Jesus.
I thought that maybe he was waiting for us to have him.
Yeah.
I think that's what I thought at the time. But when I got there, or I was, I might have even felt a bit upset. Like, this guy should reply to me now. Let me know how to move forward. When I got to that class that day and I asked him, how was he? You know, I was so peppy.
Yeah. Like,
it was like, you know, in my mind, I was just thinking, hey, maybe he will say change it. That guy.
I told you, you've done rubbish. German
guy like this.
Yeah.
Looked at me with this man and said, this is rubbish.
I said, my love, this is he trash. Said, the this sooner is you trash. Get back to it, the better.
Trash. Okay. When I tell you, I was so stunned. A part of me was so stunned because I felt like I had, even though, yes, I knew that it was there anyhow, because I was a bit confused as to how to move forward.
Yeah.
I had never really done a dissertation before. When our undergrad, we didn't really do like a, we're journalists, so we didn't do a dissertation like that. Yeah. It wasn't that, you know. So I thought, okay, I'm figuring it out. Yeah. And to show that I'm figuring it, man, I'm out to be trash. that man told me that he could not even, I can't even remember what he said. He said he didn't even need to go too further into it because he just could already see it was rubbish.
Mm.
And when I tell you, I started crying.
So
I cried. See, Isaac, I was crying as he told me.
Yeah, crying.
He was attending to other people. And I was still crying.
Oh, well, thank God for ego. I'd rather die.
See,
I'd rather die than cry.
Mm-hmm. I cried so bad that I could not believe. And you know, I knew that he wasn't trying to be
mean. It was being honest.
I think he, yeah, because I one of the things I liked about him being my supervisor at the time,
yeah,
was that I respected him a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he always, the way he came to class and he was good at what he was teaching. You know, he was actually teaching us project management then. That, you know,
okay.
He was good at what he was teaching. He taught it very well. And he was also just an interesting, so it wasn't like a boring lecturer.
Yeah.
He would really enjoy what he was teaching. And, you know, I just always felt like he's just one of those people that wants to see you do well. He doesn't really, you know, he's not caring about like any of this, whatever. He's just trying to make you do your best and whatever.
So did you like, but, did you redo it? Did you get better?
I had to. So that day when I left, he told me, see, why don't you go home? Because I think it was a Saturday or something.
Yeah.
He said, why don't you go home? Like, take the weekend off.
And then start again. Yeah.
Leave it alone. Take the weekend off and come back to it.
Yeah.
And I took his advice very well. I went home. The tears were not from a place of pain.
Yeah, it was
I think it was more so from a place of, wow, I thought I was doing something and I wasn't really doing anything.
Facts.
And I feel bad that, like, I wasn't doing well.
Facts.
So I go home. I was even in a bed. I just said, okay, let me relax. I chilled. And then I go back to that. I created a schedule that will help me to be able to really focus on what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I think
Pleasures that you denied yourself, all the outings and all that, it worked out.
Yeah, I guess I feel like I don't know if I would say in creating a certain avenue for myself. So I always told myself like every day I would give myself 3 hours.
Okay.
3 good hours.
Yeah.
Where I completely focus on my dissertation and nothing else.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Like, so I still wanted to be able to, because I knew that I'm not the all day in the library. It's not me. I will get lost. You will think I'm doing something.
But you're not. Facts.
So I told myself, if you can give yourself 3 hours and just completely block everything else out,
mm-hmm,
and do this one thing, and then the rest of the day you can do whatever you want.
True.
Right?
True.
Then you'll
be
fine.
People underestimate how difficult that is, actually.
Yeah. And that's what I did.
And it worked out?
It did. You know, I did really well. In my thesis, my he was very happy. In fact, when I sent in the second one,
he was impressed.
He was so impressed. He was like, now you know what you're doing.
She listened.
You understand what I'm saying?
She listened.
Now you know. And I think he was very proud of me because I think he realized how much
it meant.
I put into that. I had an accident in the middle of that.
Yeah, I remember.
And yeah, so.
Oh, okay. Let me just quickly read this. Oh, that's a good one. Delayed gratification is according to, they say we should not be citing Wikisha, but according to Wikipedia, delayed gratification is the resistance to the temptation of an immediate pleasure in the hope of obtaining a valuable and long-lasting reward in the long term.
Yeah.
So my example, I have two. One would be, if you guys are long-term listeners of this podcast, you know that very early on when we started, Dolly used to say, oh my God, my co-host is rich. Like, it was a very popular joke you used to crack that time.
Yeah.
So I think one of the beautiful things with the, in terms of my delayed gratification, I'll use money as an example. Right now, I'm able to live off of money that I was investing back then, which was not so easy to do. Because it was like, at that time, it's like, bro, I had no responsibilities. So I didn't really have to save and invest in the long term as much as I did, right? So for context, then I was investing 90% of what I was making. Like, literally, I was living, and luckily I lived at home, so all I was spending money on was just what I was eating. And maybe anytime I felt good, I wanted to give my sibling something. So literally 90% of what I was making, I was investing. It seemed excessive at the time.
Yeah,
but I knew that.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. And also, if you notice, that was when I had a fashion of plain outfits. It was plain shirts and jeans. That was all Isaac used to wear with his slippers.
Like, it was a time.
I was miles ahead of the game. Yeah, but really, it was something then that really did help. And then Naira was good. It was, I think, 360 at that time. So up until COVID, it was still okay. And that was, at the time, I know like everybody around me was buying cars. People did nice stuff, rented good apartments and all that. But I never really saw the need to. So I was able to squeeze myself and throw that forward. And luckily, I guess I'm not dead. I'm still doing pretty much okay. Yeah, so that's one. Another one would be this exercise journey that I'm on. It's not easy. It is, oh my God, it is the most difficult thing I've actually ever done in my life. And like every day I want to just chill or eat something. Or like, I'll give you an example. The whole of, when I was doing my cycling challenge, the whole of February, I didn't take junk once the whole of February. That was not easy. Like I was losing my mind
on certain days.
Listen, Dolapo, I have the world's worst sweet tooth. Yeah. So because of that, I had to like...
My fasting be that though.
Listen, it was not easy. So I stopped, like anytime I was going grocery shopping, I'll have a list and stick to it. Because I know that if I mistakenly venture into the sweet section, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like all those kind of things. This month, I stepped out a little bit. I did eat a bit of junk here and there, but I paid for it. Like I was saying earlier, I paid for it. So I think that's another one that I really did, because I saw my transformation in that month. I think I dropped, I said it on the pod, I think I dropped 4 or 5 kg that month.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Heavy cycling and all that. So those are some examples of the delayed gratification, because after that, now this month, I could test it in junk again, which I now regret, because my body's like, we don't do that anymore.
You're no longer welcome in this house. Like,
this house is now different, bro.
I think this podcast is some form of delayed gratification as well.
Okay, hit me.
I mean, we sacrifice like sometimes hours.
Oh yeah, our entire
weekend sometimes. Yeah. A whole weekend day.
True. We sacrificed almost every Saturday for the first 100 weeks that we did this.
I mean, and we still pretty do.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember when we didn't skip an episode for like almost 2 years.
We kept on going.
That was something.
We kept on going. I think that was something. And it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice.
The gratification has not come yet, but we're still delaying it.
I mean,
it.
One of the gratifications involved is, like, I've made some good friends from this.
Oh, facts. You know,
a lot of things have come about with this. Like,
facts.
So much, you know.
You're about to say Kamakwaro Kamajali. There's been a bit of reward from it.
There
also
has been a lot of reward, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
A lot of amazing things have come out of this.
Sorry, continue.
A lot of things have come out of this, you know, not just the people that we have met
or
we have relationships with now because of the podcast, whether it's people that we met from the pod or people that we, that or some of our listeners, you know, and those are really great,
really good.
You know, also within ourselves as well, a lot of change has come about. You know, and
a lot
of change has come about. This podcast was a very important part of my sobriety journey.
You know, it's so weird, Delapo. I think one day later on, we'll do a conversation as to how I feel about your sobriety journey. Not like how I feel, but like how I've had to live with it and see you grow in real time. It's a very... It's interesting to say the least, because this is not who I started the podcast with. I respect the growth, and I've had to grow myself because of the growth. But it's interesting, because in a different light, if I knew that this is who was coming, the me then might not have joined. In fact, I probably would not have done it.
Definitely,
the
not.
Me then would be like, I love you, but stay
but
there.
No,
let me stay here. So to grow with you through this in real time, it's not been easy. Sometimes I'm just there like, ah, for fuck's sake. But every time I listen back and all that stuff, I'm like, it is making me a better person for it. Because as I do get older, like I said, I pick certain things from this, from you now. And also just the navigation of who I want to be and who you are. Merging those two together. The guy that wrote in and said, oh, how are we able to manage our friendship and all that? I genuinely think it's not easy for any other person to just do, like to jump in that sense. You have to be willing to grow with the person in terms of genuine friendship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can't imagine how you must feel with sometimes how I say certain things and vice versa. But understanding that we still have to grow through that. It's not...
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know, I even have to say, the old Isaac too might not particularly be very fond of the new Isaac himself.
Facts, actually. Which is... Facts, because I was a crusader against almost everything I started.
Yeah, the old Isaac might be like, nigga, you old, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, so even in a lot of ways, I agree, you know, there are also aspects of myself that, you know, I might not have, if I was the way I am now then.
No more.
I don't know.
It would have been different. So do you remember who you were?
It would have been very different. Like, I might be very, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it.
Maybe but one
all
day.
I would just say one is that day. Like, yeah, like it definitely has been. I mean, I'm almost sober 2 years by the grace of God.
Do you know how mad, that is? That is actually so mad because we've grown weekly through the 2 years. It is so much to think about.
And the first
about.
Time I spoke about it on the pod.
It's so much.
I think
to
it
think
was
about.
2021.
It was
if I'm
the
not
day
mistaken.
Of my this thing, the day I came back from England that I got my award. I can't forget that day because that was like so a stressful weekend
right,
for me. Yeah.
Right. So that day, I was maybe like about 30 something days sober.
Yeah.
And I still relapsed so
I
after
remember,
that.
I remember,
relapsed a few times after that.
I remember
actually.
I was there.
And here I am now.
It's wild.
Yeah, and
delayed gratification.
The other day, I think I saw it was like 600 days or something.
Shit.
Let me check today. Right now. Let me go.
Actually,
606. Thank you, Jerry. Thank
it's
you.
Not easy.
So, yeah, like, I feel like there's so much that we have benefited off the pod itself. Like, I think that we have grown in so many ways, which is why, like, for me, even though finances are always important, I don't think about it as much anymore.
True.
Because I won't say that, you know, I haven't gained nothing else from the podcast.
Let's move on. Before your Destiny Helper, I think that you are his sponsor. I have a question.
As in there, please. Okay.
I think it was Portable that said that. Two more questions and we'll do. So, let's see. What... Do you have any... We've spoken about delayed gratification, right? Are there any other general benefits of discipline that you've experienced in your life? Like,
well...
Anyone? Just in general?
I don't know. So, like I said, there are certain aspects of myself and my life where I have a certain level of control that is good. And I want that to extend to every other part of me. I think one of the benefits of discipline, I would say, is... For example, with me, a discipline that I put on myself is that I'm not a... You will hardly catch me in the wrong place.
Ah, I hear that.
Do you understand?
Strip club,
you
will
hardly
no?
catch me in the wrong place.
Strip club, no?
You probably won't see me there.
Damn, you're missing out.
Not because... I don't know how to explain it.
No, I understand.
There are certain times where I like... Even now, like as I'm older now, I know that there are times when I don't want to be out. It's not to say that I still might not be out at certain points.
Yeah.
It's not to say that I still might... You might not still see me at the strip club at a certain point. But I want you to understand that if you do see me there, a lot of conditions are around it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of conditions are around it. Whoever it is that I'm with, where, like, there's so much, and there's so much that I've played, because I realized one thing about Lagos. I always tell this to people, I always say it as a joke, but I say to people that, you know, you don't know who knows you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
one. Yeah.
You don't know who knows you. The world is too small.
Yeah.
You don't know who knows your gists.
Yeah.
You can be sitting next to somebody who has heard your gists.
Yeah,
you know, and you don't know this person from Adam.
Yeah,
you understand. And also just that, and so I don't want to catch myself in the wrong place. I don't want to catch myself like with the wrong people.
Unrelated.
Yeah,
because we said strip clubs. So there has been this lady that, or there was a lady I saw at a strip club earlier on, right? And I can swear she's the one that I saw at the gym. I can't put two and two together, but you know, sometimes you see a body and you're like, wow, and it stays in your head. And you see that same body somewhere and you're like, I know it was dark and all, but I can swear this is the same person.
Right.
Obviously, I can't approach or anything.
Of course
but not. Yeah, of course, because, yeah. But it was just interesting to see because I was like, small world. Small world.
I'll just say that it's always very important to just behave yourself. you know, and I try to behave myself. I won't say that I'm perfect though.
Of course not.
You understand? But I try to behave myself, and that's why I restrict the places I go, where I go, when I go there, you understand? And all those things, I restrict it very much, you know. I put a restriction on myself a while back, you know, before I met my management chair. I put the restriction down more. I'm not trying to be entering like niggas' houses anymore.
Okay.
I said that too at the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to do situationships, and I wasn't trying to enter into
niggas' houses anyhow.
I just was not trying to like
can't
do
be
that
out
no
here
more.
Just connecting to everybody's Wi-Fi.
I wasn't just trying, bro. I just was really trying to avoid.
No, I feel you on
like,
that. I feel you on that.
That situation, like just finding myself in certain places.
Yeah.
Not to say that there weren't a one or two situations,
facts.
But it was there. I heavily put that restriction on myself as much as I could.
My restriction, you know, in that sense was I tried to reduce the number of people that have seen me naked.
Well, that was
because it breeds disrespect. Because now you're posting on your story and somebody's like, oh, it's like, shut up. I know why you're like, shut up. Exactly. Like, so yeah. You have to reduce the number of people that have seen you naked.
I guess the benefit I would say I've gotten from those things is that, well, I don't think my name is out there like that in the streets.
That's a good thing.
I'd rather you don't know me.
Mm.
I remember one time. When you know, some stuff happened when I was in uni with my boyfriend at the time, and it just was going around. I restricted, I isolated myself so much that maybe like a few years later, I was hanging out with some new friends.
Yeah.
And we're just chilling, and I was giving them the gist about the whole situation.
Yeah.
And they said that was you.
You know, you put two and two together, like, oh,
they said that was you. I said, bro, it was me. It was me. See, let me tell you, there's nothing I don't like about it. I don't like drama. I don't like embarrassment.
I don't just like anything that would put me in. Yeah, I don't need anybody knowing my gist.
I try to, you know, I've still made some mistakes in the past, you understand? But me, I've learned from my mistakes. So at least I hope by the grace of God.
Yeah.
So I really try to restrict myself as much as possible. And they're always very beneficial because, you know, you can't just be out here doing anything, you know, and even if you're not even doing anything, even if you're hanging out, even if nothing is happening, you know, when you are hanging out or going out. No, I'm not saying don't go out, though, please.
Of course.
Hear me properly. I'm just saying that for me,
yeah.
First of all, I'm not a party girl like that normally.
Yeah.
So I won't say it was the hardest thing for me to do.
To do, yeah.
Do you understand? I'm not a party girl. I'm not, it's never really been me. Every now and again, I like to go out, but it's not like I have to.
No, I feel you.
Do you
on
understand?
That. I feel you on
that. So it wasn't so hard for me. I also just felt like, man, one just needs to just keep themselves because people are just out here saying anything, doing anything, being anyhow. Let me just try and just manage myself. And I feel like it has brought less drama into my life and more peace.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense, actually. Because the more you keep to yourself, the less drama, the less peace.
Don't go and try and investigate about my life.
There's that, Shah. I think for me, I would say, which one will I say now? I think when I stopped drinking alcohol, it was good. I can feel it now on my skin. I think that one is a good one. That one. I think also the fact that I generally tend to finish what I start. I generally tend to finish what I start, which I think is a good example, you know, because like the whole discipline thing, it does help when you know that if I set my mind to something, I can actually do it. I think the other ones will probably just be like subtle sort of benefits and stuff, just, you know, reducing your footprint in Lagos, because you don't know, like you said, you don't know the day that you would end up as a statistic for somebody that is in a Twitter argument.
See, listen. That's
so
why you
have to reduce your...
Listen, you have to put
it.
Boundaries.
Let's just say, just reduce your footprint.
Yes, and please,
Because it's very, very important.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that...
Let me just advise you people out here. Nothing wrong in going out. Nothing wrong in having fun. But just put certain boundaries with yourself, regardless of what it is. So,
you know, my
example,
footprint is sexual footprint. So that's what
I'm
talking about.
That one too.
Yeah.
That one too. Yeah. That one
carbon
too.
Footprint, sexual. Yeah, sexual. I think that should be a whole thing actually. When you meet footprint. People like, sorry, what's your sexual footprint?
Sexual. It's that like, are like you body count at this point?
Well, not exactly, because... but like, are you heavily red in the Lekki area?
It's not like in the Lekki area. Get that guy. I feel like that's even more offensive than body count at this point.
Like, sorry, wait, can you identify where your heat map is the greatest? So if I walk through Gwagada, they know who you are. Wow.
But no, for real, I really want to say this. I don't know. I just feel the need to say this, especially because we have like younger, 21-year-old, 17, even some 70. Please, I don't want to advise you. Mm-hmm. I know that it's at the time, like, and you might just want to be going out partying and having fun. And there's nothing wrong with that. The advice I would just give you is what we always say to everybody, Abby. Make sure that you are moving with correct people.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Use please protection. Don't move around with somebody that you just met like the other day. This is not to say that, you know, people that you have been moving around with can still not fold your hand. But it's probably better
be very
to
careful.
Move around with somebody that you know.
Mm-hmm. Be discerning with your
be discerning.
Friendship
absolutely.
Group is important these days.
Yes. And then please also when you go out, don't overdrink. Like, especially when you know that you need to navigate yourself back home.
Yeah. Just in
don't
general,
overdrink.
Lagos now with the fake
yes,
alcohol, be
please.
Careful. Man.
Be careful. Don't overdrink. Mm-hmm. Take everybody has their limits and you should
facts.
Know your limits.
Please do. Oh, that's the thing. Know your
very
own limits.
Very important to know your
but
limits. But
some of you don't.
Yeah, because some people don't know their limits. Yeah. They just do anyhow. And please don't be ashamed of your limits. If your limit
yeah,
is one,
yeah, yeah.
just own it.
Own it and crack jokes about
crack
it.
Crack jokes
don't
about
let anybody
no,
peer.
Don't yeah, don't feel the need yeah. to go like to you know, to feel like you too, you they drink.
Fact.
You see, there is nobody you are proving anything to.
Facts.
You understand? So just make sure you just put certain boundaries around yourself.
I think
and
also,
make sure of the places where you are going to hang out.
Yeah.
Understand?
Also, mine is just please use protection.
That too.
It's very important. I know like the whole barebacking thing is fun for
oh
you
God.
Kids. But I beg you guys.
It's not fun for you kids.
Use protection.
It's for all of us. Because
for
us
everybody
grown
actually,
people
that's a,
you would think that
see,
we would know better.
It's, I'm
we
telling
don't
you.
Though.
We don't. So delayed gratification. Yeah?
I saw.
Those 10 seconds are, what? No, not 10, but like you get, that time it is worth it because in 9 months,
oh my God.
You could end up with a heart attack. Not even 9 months, like a month later, you
listen.
Could get that text that ruins your life.
Bro.
So please. I
listen,
beg you,
please.
Use protection.
I say, I'm cracking up because yesterday, my friend's husband's nephew, I guess her nephew.
Yeah.
He's like almost 10. And we're just talking. I was just talking to him, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I told him that. Because I was saying that you are like the captain of the cousins. Oh. You are the oldest of the cousins. You know, just, you know. And then at one point, and I said, so you need to just make sure you behave, do well, blah, blah, blah. But I say it's okay to make mistakes, sha, but don't overdo. Because let me just say, I just looked at him and said, let me tell you the truth. I don't know what I'm doing.
You are ridiculous. Because he'll be looking
I
at you like,
at him. I said, let me tell you, I don't know what
nobody
that,
knows
none
what
of us,
the
don't
hell
know what
they
are
doing. Facts. I wish people told us that when we're younger, it's been easier
see,
to demystify
I wish
people.
Abby,
because when I was younger, people that were 28 were perfect.
Yeah.
They had everything.
What
they
are doing.
To, what? But
look
now.
At them, they are going out, they are coming in.
Exactly.
Ooh.
But yeah, guys, so Mama, please
we've
oh,
gone off
delay
completely.
Gratification, Sha. Just make sure you use protection. It's not worth that late text. Like, with,
I don't know why I'm too hyped.
Lil Wayne said it's Good Friday. Anyway, this was not an exhaustive conversation, Sha, about discipline or self delayed gratification, but it's just, you know, just to raise awareness on that in a sense, guys. So yeah, let's work on our discipline. If you need to fast, if you need to just improve your level of discipline, stop being those I'll start the gym next week people, start today. Stop being those, I'll write my first book in 3 months' time, start today, do mm-hmm. all the things that you need to do, any habits that you want to stop or cut off, mm-hmm. you know, do it now. And then learn how to hold yourself, delayed gratification, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because everything is available now that you must eat. So you can hold that food, pack it, keep it in your fridge and eat it later, figuratively and literally. So yeah, we've come to the end of this episode, guys. This was fun.
I hope I was because I feel like I just did yarn.
Nah, you're good. It was within the context.
Just
so, song recommendations before we skate.
Okay, this is the last one of Macho, guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. We have a newsletter to write.
I always forget.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll get it out to you guys on time.
By the grace of God, we should be disciplined.
We need to be. We really need to be.
Okay, my song recommendations are Loving on Me by Jack Harlow.
Okay.
Nothing Left to Prove by Maverick City Music.
Okay.
A bunch of features there, but you know.
Okay.
And then Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Stay close. Hey, good scrape. They're gonna find you. Anyway, my song recommendation, I went back into my Lana Del Rey bag this week. Like, I was listening to her all week because there's an album coming. And I think for any Lana fans out there, I would love to have a conversation with you guys. I think, did you know there was a Tunnel is her is her best album next to Norman Rockwell? I might be wrong. But my song recommendation this week, A&W by Lana Del Rey. Really, really, really good song. It was actually nominated for Song of the Years in Grammys. Yeah, so nobody should... This year, this last Grammys.
Really?
Yeah, for Record of the Year. So nobody should ever disrespect that lady again. Okay?
I won't say what I wanted to say.
I dare you. I dare you.
Are you daring me? Come here, I'll say it
too. On this podcast. We'll rock.
No, I like Lana Del Rey. It's just, I asked you one question before we started the podcast.
Anyway, that's listen. The only question. It's okay. It's okay. Olori Ebi, it's okay. It's fine. All right. But yeah, A&W. Very, very, very nice song. So we'll see you guys next week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.